Today on NFL Predictions, Jade is currently sick.
Of winning.
Because I beat her! Your reign of terror is over. Crossy Posse Packer Nation, welcome to another episode of Packcast, the podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I'm your host, Tom Grassi.
And I'm Jade Grassi.
Oh, yes, sirree, Bob. Let's take a look at last week's predictions. Well, we only differed in three games. Sephora pointed that out. I won all three of those games. So I went 11-5 last week, going 110-80-2 on the season. Jade going 8-8, and then 190-2. Congratulations on getting triple digits.
Thank you.
Almost matches your age.
Almost.
Now, let's get into week 14 before... Did you take your NyQuil yet?
I didn't. I thought about taking it beforehand, but just in case it kicked in too soon.
Yeah.
I didn't.
That makes sense. All right, so then we'll drag this episode out.
No.
Okay, moving on to the Thursday night game. We have the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, earlier in the season, this team could take down a Cayman. But now, I don't know if it could take down a Titan. This is going to be a close game. The Jaguars have been so hit and miss lately. But you know what? I'm going to... Leonard Fournette's coming back. I have him in fantasy. I'm going to roll with the Jaguars here. Jade?
How have the Titans been doing?
I mean, they beat the Jets.
That doesn't really...
Yeah, I know. That's a terrible...
Help.
That's a terrible, terrible litmus test.
So that's it? That's the only game they've won this whole time?
I mean, no, they won. They beat the Patriots. They've actually been doing not so bad.
Okay, I'll go with the Titans.
The Titans. Titans.
I just want to go to bed.
Jenny. Jenna, you got the cough due to cold.
I don't have a cough.
No,
I just
Forrest,
have a runny nose.
AIDS. That was actual dialogue from Forrest Gump.
Panthers versus the Browns.
Jade, literally everyone tunes in every week to see our witty banter.
But I don't feel good. Literally, I was thinking about it in the car today. Your fans have seen me in every single possible form that they possibly can see me.
Naked.
No. That's not. But, like, at my finest.
For Patreon members.
And that was our wedding day. Yep. Then, our anniversary. Then, yep. When I looked good for school because of parent-teacher conferences.
Yep.
Dressed in my outerwear because it's freezing down here.
Yep.
Now sick.
Yes.
I have worn my PJs.
Yes.
So, you've seen me ready for bed.
Yep.
You've literally seen me in all but one form.
It's okay. I haven't seen her naked either. We're still waiting.
So, I apologize for being like, but I feel like...
I'm going to have to wash down those mics and this desk.
Yeah.
I'm just going to light it all on fire.
Yeah.
But as Jade said, the Carolina Panthers versus the Cleveland Browns. The Browns looking like they smell and not doing so well going against the Carolina Panthers, who are trying to fight and hold on to their playoff aspirations. I think the Panthers are going to have a bounce back game and win this game. Jade?
Panthers.
Meow. Moving on to the Ravens and Chiefs. The Ravens shutting down the Atlanta Falcons, making Matt Ryan's life a living hell last week. Gonna have a little bit more difficulty going against a very high-powered Chiefs offense. The Chiefs coming away with a win, but allowed the Oakland Raiders to stay in the game for quite some time after the loss of Kareem Hunt because, you know, don't assault people if you want to keep your job. Pretty easy rule of thumb, but I think the Chiefs will... I can see the Ravens doing the upset, but I'm going to go with the Chiefs here.
I'll go with the Ravens.
Jade's like a bird. She wants to get away.
I want to go to bed.
She wants to go to bed now. She wants to go to sleep now. And all I know is that the next game is the Indianapolis Colts versus the Houston Texans. The Texans are on a roll. I think they might be one of the hottest teams in football, and so I'm going to go with the Texans as well. Moving on to the New England Patriots versus the Miami Dolphins. The Patriots looking good. The Dolphins not looking good. That's the amount of analysis I'm going to give to this game. New England Patriots.
Patriots.
Do it.
That was a Star Wars Episode 3 Revenge of the Sith quote. The best of the prequels, if I might add. Moving on to the New York Giants versus the Redskins. Well, if you are the starting QB for the Redskins this week, Mark Sanchez, watch your leg, because apparently that's a thing now where you just break your leg. But I'm going to go with the New York Giants here.
Yeah, I will too, even though I don't want to.
Hmm. You know, I read something online that like went a little viral that said the reason why people say break a leg is so you get into the cast. Like for auditions. Like you get...
Really?
Yeah. That's why I read it on the internet, and the internet's never lied.
Oh, that's not true.
Going on to the New Orleans Saints versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Saints losing to the Cowboys. The Cowboys! Making Drew Brees look very uncomfortable. And the Saints have only lost two games this entire year. One versus the Cowboys and week one versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Can they treat the Saints like a pirate and give them that booty? No, I think the Saints will get their revenge this week.
I'm also going to go with the Saints.
Very nice. Now, in what might be the saddest game of the weekend, the Atlanta Falcons, who are just... versus the Packers,
who are just...
You don't get to say that. You don't allow to say that. The first game after shedding the skin that was Mike McCarthy, Joe Philbin taking over head coaching duties, going to do some play calling. I want to believe that the Packers will win, and I think therefore I am. And so I am going to go with the Packers.
I'm also going to go with the Packers.
Why?
At this point, I've got nothing to lose.
You do. You're only 10 games behind me.
So are you saying I shouldn't pick them because they're going to lose?
No, I don't care what you do. So we might tie.
So let me vote for the Packers.
Okay. You never...
I picked them. I picked them last week.
Yeah, and look how that worked
exactly.
out.
Exactly! You wonder why I didn't pick them before.
To the New York Jets versus the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, everything hurts. Bills.
Yeah, I'll go with those Bills too. Gonna make it rain some Bills.
No.
Alright. Moving on to the Cincinnati Bengals versus the Chargers. The Bengals suffering a big loss and the AJ Green is out for the season. And the Chargers rolling and even beating the Pittsburgh Steelers this past Sunday night. So I'm gonna go with the Chargers. They're gonna continue to shock the AFC.
I think I'm only going to pick the Chargers because he just did that.
Damn straight. I'm winning you over. One day.
As I'm freezing.
I'll see you.
Sitting here.
Naked.
Ugh.
Going on to the Denver Broncos versus the San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers getting humiliated by the Seattle Seahawks after Richard Sherman was like, oh, you know, Russell Wilson throws five picks and, you know, blah, 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 got shut down. So I'm going to go with the Denver Broncos here.
Me too.
Okay. Moving on to the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Dallas Cowboys in a game that may decide the NFC East. Both teams looking for playoff aspirations and to win the East. But I'm going to go with the surging Cowboys here. Even though the Eagles looked good, it was against Mark Sanchez. So, I mean, like, if you beat Mark Sanchez, it's like if a tree falls in the woods. No one's around to hear it. Like, does it really happen? Cowboys.
I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Any particular reason?
I just don't want the Cowboys. Oh.
Love America. Don't worry, you can give it a real big blow. I'll edit it out.
No, my nose is so sore from blowing it all day.
Just like you blew last week's predictions.
Good one.
Sick burn, bro. Then moving on to the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Raiders. The Steelers not looking as good as I thought they would be down the stretch, but I think they'll find their footing against a struggling Raiders team. Steelers.
The Steelers are gonna steal the win.
14 weeks in, and that joke is still not old. Moving on to the Lions of Detroit versus the Arizona Cardinals. The Arizona Cardinals were 2-9 last week and then traveled halfway. You know, actually, Arizona and Wisconsin are pretty close. Decently close. But anyway, traveled to Wisconsin to play outside, even though they're from Arizona and a dome team, and still managed to knock off the Green Bay Packers. But I'm not bitter. I'm going to go with the Lions here.
I'm going to go with the Lions, too.
Meow. And going on to the Sunday night game. This Sunday night game has the potential to be a thriller. The LA Rams versus the Bears. I'm gonna go on a limb here. I'm just going to say the Rams destroy the Bears. It is not even going to be close. They are going to take everything that you hold dear and crush it in front of you. And you're going to be like, please, LA, please, no, don't do it. But they're going to do it anyway. And they're going to crush you. And they're going to make you cry. And I'm pretty sure this week I didn't say St. Louis Rams, because I say it every freaking fracking week. And everybody in the comments goes, oh, you said St. Louis. I know I said St. Louis because I grew up. And guess what? They were from St. Louis. So excuse me that it's been 2 years and I still haven't remembered that they're from L.A. Does anyone remember from their L.A.? No, because no one goes to their games. But you know what? The L.A. Rams are going to come to town and they're going to kick Chicago's ass. Rams.
I'm also going to go with the Rams.
Oh, suck on that, Bears fans.
I typically pick the Rams, though.
Fair enough. And then finally, the Monday night game, which also you got two teams.
I don't even know who the other team is. You have a chicken scratch. So it looks like an H.
It's not a chicken. It's a sea chicken. The Seattle Seahawks versus the Minnesota
Vikings. They better win, at least, against the Seahawks.
I'm hoping both teams fall into the bog of eternal stench.
You're not allowed to say that.
Why not? You've made me watch Labyrinth 115 times. It's Jade's, like, favorite movie.
It is my favorite movie. And 115 times is a large exaggeration.
You know, it's not a large exaggeration. 110 predicted games correctly.
Wow, I'm only 10 games behind you. It's really not anything to boast about.
Sure it is. Hey, Jade, how did fantasy work out for you this season?
Great, I knocked your dad off from, like, number four.
Yeah, but he's still made in the playoffs.
I don't care.
But Tom is 13.
Notice, he's the one who puts together the league, and then he happens to, like, do the best in it.
It's called
I think it's rigged. Skill. It's always rigged. He always wins.
That's not true at all. I've only won the league twice, and we've done it since, like, 2012. The first year I should have won, though. Anyway, this is going to be a close game. I can see this really going either way. The Hawks are surging. The Vikings aren't. I don't know. I hate both of them so much. Eh, screw it. I'm going to go with the Seahawks.
That took so long, you almost put me to sleep.
It's all right. All the viewers tune out by now. You laughed too hard at that. You could always find me at TomGrossiComedy.com, TOMGROSSI Comedy, or Tom at Tom Grossi Comedy on Patreon and Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and all that wonderful stuff. And check out Packass on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, and of course here on the YouTubes. We stream every single Packers game, and we do multiple episodes per week, including this predictions episode every Wednesday, and also an interview with the opposing team's fans every Thursday.
That's such a mouthful to say.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it every time.
I don't know how I just survive from week to week.
Well, it's because you have me.
Naked.
Oh. It's too cold to be naked. It's so cold down here.
Good. I'm trying to make it just like Lambeau Field.
Well, and that's why we're never moving to Wisconsin.
Yes,
that's why
we are.
I'm never moving to Wisconsin. You can go to Wisconsin all you want.
But
bye.
But you said the only reason I'm able to do well is because I have you with me.
Looks like you can't go to Wisconsin because I'm not going.
But Jade.
Sorry, Wisconsin.
You're my everything. I need you to be with me.
I don't think he's telling the truth.
No, I'm 100% telling the truth.
Something's coming. I can feel it.
Nothing's coming. The only thing that is coming is you with me to Wisconsin if I was to move to Wisconsin because
no.
I couldn't live without you.
No. You'd be fine without me.
who would I have banter with?
Dash.
The dog?
Yeah.
The conversation would be rough.
See? He doesn't need me.
What? The dog's upstairs. Probably eating the freaking Christmas tree. We should probably end this. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grassi.
And I'm Jade Grassi. I almost yawned during that. I'm so sorry. And I'm Jade Grassi.
Wow, so narcissistic, you need to say it twice.
I did, because I felt the first one wasn't good enough.
I'm Tom Grassi. I'm sorry. I'm Tom Sunday Night Football on NBC Grassi.
Oh, I can't roll my eyes any harder, Jade Grassi.
Wow, you said it three times now. Again, like, now I have to one-up you.
Why?
Because it's my show.
So say it.
I love you.
I love you too.
Naked.
Can I go to bed yet?
And as always.
Go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go. Naked.
No.